A safe and reliable vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind, and now his son Cody is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneview at 5756 West Side Road behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Boomer Tech Radio. I am Bob Belongi.
Along with Brenda Belongi.
This program brought to you by Advanced Automotive of Reading. Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. 5756 West Side Road right here in Reading. Proud sponsors. And they said they're proud, too, of Boomer Tech. Hey, they renewed their contract.
They're going to renew their contract. They must be happy with something.
Hey, if you want to add yourself to our list of fine sponsors, write an email to bob at kcnr1460.com.
Be happy to have you.
BoomerTechRadio at yahoo.com. And find out more about the program. You can also join up on our webpage, BoomerTechRadio.com.
And if you think that sponsorship doesn't work, au contraire, according to our sponsor. They get a lot of response from the ads that people hear on KCNR.
We started our morning with a pro bono gig that we've done now 4 years?
At least.
Yeah, at least 4 years. And we are so proud to do it. We provided the sound system and announcing services for Walk a Mile in Her Shoes 2012 edition. And just, you know, and there's people who I will think of as slightly curmudgeonly who say that it making light of such a tough thing as of a thing like domestic violence dilutes it. I really don't think that is the case, and that men dressing up in drag is silly and yada yada yada. I think that
awareness.
It raises awareness. You pull it out in the light and you say, this is something we're not going to put up with, and we're willing to do anything, whatever it takes, to raise the funds and get the awareness out there. It does generate publicity, and as any movie star will tell you, ain't no such thing as bad publicity.
Well, there you go. And if you think about, oh my gosh, I'm looking foolish, well, there's lots of folks out there that are probably thinking the same thing. So they're brave enough to go out there and do that. And just a reminder about domestic violence, it is often thought as being only committed against women, and that most certainly is not true. And I can vouch for that from personal experience.
So great. Huge congratulations to all the participants in Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. It's our pleasure, our honor to participate in that and to other major events for the Women's Refuge. We participate at the Shasta Women's Refuge Crab Feed, and upcoming, we were also already talking about the Dances with the Stars.
Shasta County Style.
Yes, that's going to be
a blast. And that'll be in July. And next year, you know, when you hear about the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event, just come on out and be a spectator. That's half the fun.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to do anything other than come on down and have a good time. I guarantee you, you'll find some things to laugh about, and people have a really good time with it. There's lots of fun things to see.
Well, now let's kind of get on with the show here. Last week, we talked about a creepy application for the iPhone called Girls Around Me.
And for those that didn't hear that, what's a quick refresher of that?
Girls Around Me was a geolocation iPhone application that used check-ins on Facebook, Foursquare, and other applications and supposedly to find men and women who are around you, who may be sharing common interests, things like that. The application itself, though, seemed to very much focus on women.
It did focus
yes.
on women. And
well, so why would you call it Girls Around Me?
The first gender-based app of its nature. And this sort of location of finding your friends or people around you or whatever is kind of the next wave in social media.
Oh, absolutely.
But this was maybe going a little bit too far because it was very, very scary. It is very, very scary.
All righty. So the company that the latest on that is that now the company that
developed the app
has voluntarily pulled it from the App Store, says they're going to kind of reface it and send it out again.
That's a good thing.
Now, the makers described it as a way to scan your surroundings and find out where girls or guys are hanging out. And they claim it's no different than just taking a look around you and seeing someone through a window or things like that. However, people have used this app to paint kind of a different picture. Cult of Mac's John Brownlee tried it out. He reports that he was able to use Girls Around Me to find one person he found attractive and then was able to discover her full name, age, birth date, current location based on a four-square check-in, marital status, where she went to school, political views, her favorite drink based on Facebook photos, recent travels, her parents and brother's full names.
Ooh.
All that information.
Wow.
Stalker's paradise.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And younger people who are...
They
haven't quite learned
they don't think that,
that the
way.
World can be a scary place.
Yes. They don't quite get that.
And can be trusting. They're just fair game. So, anyway, the app has been pulled, but I don't think we have seen the last of this sort of thing.
Oh, no, undoubtedly not. They'll just do it in some form that maybe isn't quite as information sharing or something like that. But there are already apps out there that do this same sort of thing for your friends, and so you can get on there if they're sharing their location information. You can find out, oh, whoa, you know, Susie and John are three restaurants down the street, and you can go find them, or who's having a beer at the pub or whatever.
That's the innocent part, but the creepy stalker stuff, and the first time there was some horrendous crime that was facilitated by this app, I would hope that the writers would...
They told you so.
Would go to sleep with that on their minds,
yeah,
if they could.
Well, and nothing like announcing to the world you're out having a beer and you're not home.
Yeah, really. And that's the other thing. If you're going to take pictures of your new home, your shiny car, or the diamond ring, turn off your location services, okay? It's one of the reasons we haven't posted pictures of our house yet.
Yeah, it's, I haven't had time to turn
not
off
that
my
geolocation. Not that I have a damn thing worth stealing.
Well, I haven't had time to turn off my location services to even take. I haven't had time to take pictures.
Oh, dear. Boomer Tech Radio, when we come back, the pitfalls of digital moving. We discovered that the hard way. When we return.
A safe and reliable vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind, and now his son Cody is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneview at 5756 West Side Road, behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian Rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their t-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
And welcome back. You're listening to Boomer Tech Radio, both on Saturday and Sunday now here on KCNR 1460. If you're listening and it happens to be Saturday, you can pick up the phone, dial 605-4567, and you may hear it ring for a while because if I'm talking, I can't pick up the phone.
Just be persistent.
Just be persistent, indeed. Or you can, of course, email boomertechradio@yahoo.com.
Oh, I didn't get on the chat room yet either. That's more than... You've got enough knobs
Yeah, I'll be checking into the chat room. Just have not had a chance to do it yet. It's task overload here. Same reason I'm not doing the TV thing right now, is that too many buttons. All right. We, you know, moving used to be pretty simple. You know, you filled out a little card, sent it off to the post office, and that was that. And you called the phone company, and that was that.
You can still do that, but... there is an added layer of complexity. So there's both pros and cons to being in the digital age, we've discovered, as it comes to moving. And one of the primary ones we ran into recently, which was actually through a snail mail experience, the bank sent Bob something to the wrong address. So I didn't realize that they held different addresses for us on a joint account. So that was the first lesson. The second lesson was that because we have access online to that account, it's very easy to go in and change that address. You don't have to wait for the post office to send something to the, you know, to the business and all of that kind of stuff. So that part's awesome. Very easy to get online, change your address, that sort of thing. But again, we both had to do it. And I was suspicious of the fact that that might be the case because it says, you know, oh, these accounts and here's the numbers. I said, well, there's one or two missing here. And for some reason, your name's attached to them, Bob. And even though it's a joint account, so I don't understand that. The bank's kind of goofy, I guess. So if you move and you have to do some of these changes, make sure that you maybe go in and particularly with your bank or any kind of joint type of account like that, that you go in and make that change. So now we have to think about all of the things that we do online. You might have PayPal, you might have some sort of bill pay services, all of those kind of things. Now I've got to go and change all of those. So I actually have to make a list of, okay, where are all those online accounts? Or maybe you want to go establish new online accounts with the phone company or the power company or something like that to be able to keep up to date with these things. And it is nice to be able to go in and look at your account information. But there's also magazines, you know, any kind of mail subscription that you have, and it'll do it. And the other bad side about this that you have been frustrated with, two things happened. Our phone had been on what? 3 hours?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we had a new business line.
Well, the house line.
Yeah. And put into our house. And there are companies that scan for new business listings. And it's like being attacked by sharks. The phone was continuously ringing with people wanting to rent, lease, whatever. I never let them get that far. Credit card machines. I bet 8 calls. And all of them claim to be the leading processing company for credit card machines. Well, seeing all the news about credit card processing companies and their absolute pathetic lack of online security, I don't think I'd want to deal with any of them that feel that they have to do phone cold calling to drum up business.
The phone business line's been in place, I think, starting about day 3, business day 3, they really started to flood in. Which means that very quickly the phone company had distributed that information, obviously done electronically, because how else do these people get these things? I'm sure the phone company makes some extra cash by selling new listings They don't give those away for free. I'm quite sure they don't.
Oh,
because
absolutely.
Data mining is huge income for very big business. And the one that really kills me, though, is literally the house phone's been on, what, the personal line maybe 3 hours?
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe it came on at midnight. But we get a call, and it's a collection agency.
And it wasn't for us.
And it wasn't, no, it wasn't
the
for
fault,
us.
Well,
it couldn't have been for us. We've never had that number before. The number's supposed to have been disconnected for at least 6 months before you get it, and sometimes a year. And that's the very first call we get in our house. And it's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Now,
well,
I don't know if you folks out there listening have had this experience, but you get these calls from
it's
collection stations.
For looking for a different person.
It's for men, for women, people you've never heard of. Why do they make these random calls?
Yeah, they just grabbing numbers out of the midair.
I don't understand.
Yeah, neither do I.
It makes no sense. Now, maybe somebody that had our number, you know, they welched on their bills or something, and they're honestly looking for them, but I don't think so, because our last number we'd had for years,
and we
still got calls.
There was, what, 15, 20 different names over that time?
Over the last three years.
People being looked for by some collection agency.
I would love to know what it is.
Explain this to me.
Exactly. I would love to know what it is about the collection agency industry that they make these calls. I don't get it. It makes no sense. So that's the adventures of moving and all the electronic things that you get into. Some pluses, some minuses. It's certainly different. I've never had to do all this with a move before, and I've made lots of major moves in my life. So some of it's convenient, but yeah, it's just definitely a different way to think about it.
Indeed. Well, when we come back, 600,000 Mac computers are infected with a malware virus.
Ooh, that's not good.
They said it couldn't be done.
It wasn't yours, is it?
No, mine does not appear to be among them. But we'll talk about that. And if you happen to be a Mac person, what you can do about it. Also, does it make sense if you've been holding off, is it going to make sense for you to upgrade to OS X Lion if you have a Mac? I think so, and I'll tell you why right after this. You're listening to Boomer Tech Radio with Bob and Brenda.
The rising cost of fuel has us all looking for ways we can save a little, but those few dollars you don't spend on vehicle maintenance now could end up costing you a lot later on. Advanced Automotive of Reading is more than just a place to take your car, truck, or RV for repairs. They're caring members of our community with a big heart. That's why, as part of their car care program, Advanced Automotive of Reading is offering an easy pay option with 6 to 12 months interest-free financing on qualified purchases. And as if that weren't enough, find out how to enter the monthly drawing for $50 worth of fuel. For all the details on these great offers, and for the very best in safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community, call Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 West Side Road, 244-4423. That's 244-4423.
Looking for a special getaway? Looking for a destination where you can enjoy five-star cuisine, award-winning wines, and breathtaking views? Well, just a short drive from Redding, nestled in the Inwood Valley, is Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards is celebrating with a special Easter menu. Saturday, April 7th, lunch and dinner, and Sunday brunch with rack of lamb. For reservations, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And don't forget the Spring Music Series, live music while you dine. Go to AnselmoVineyards.com to find out what winemaking dinners and specials are happening. Anselmo Vineyards. It will become your favorite destination getaway.
And you're back with Boomer Tech Radio here on KCNR 1460, live on Saturday, replay on Sunday. And we want to thank KCNR for letting us do that.
Absolutely.
Expanding the audience. We're getting mail,
new folks discovering
us. New folks are discovering us. Now, got an email a little while back, and somebody asked, should I have Snow Leopard on my Mac, should I upgrade to OS X Lion?
Which is the latest one?
The latest and greatest, yes. I say yes, and here's why. Lion brings a lot of nice new features onto the Mac platform. I was very reluctant. I very rarely shift, do an operating system upgrade until, like the first service pack comes out. You know, it's like
right,
buying.
Don't buy the brand new this car.
Correct. It's like always buy even number
new model year.
Yeah, even number model cars. But really, there are some nice new features in that really improve the overall look and feel of the Mac platform. And I can go either way with these, with this thing. In fact, on my workstation at home, I have two screens. One side is operating OS X. The other side is operating, what's called the Parallels environment. And on that, I can have XP. I can have Windows 7. I can have whatever else I want. So I can actually multitask on the same computer.
Bill Gates would be proud of you.
Yes, but I actually do recommend upgrading to OS X Lion. The gestures that you can do on the touchpad make it act and behave like a touch-based computer. And that's, of course, what Windows 8 is trying to do. They want to make the experience more active. You know, swiping used to mean stealing something. Remember that?
Yeah, when you swiped something.
Yeah, swiped it. Now, then, of course, it became the act of running your credit card or debit or ATM or whatever.
Yep, swipe your card.
Yeah, swipe your card.
Reader.
But when we were kids, swiping went stealing something. It was bad. And now, of course, to swipe something refers to an action on your computer or your iPhone or whatever.
Which is interesting, a clear case of evolution of a word in common usage. They all of those meanings are still valid, but some of them are new.
Matter of fact, I've got a piece here on evolution of words and how certain words that are trademarked have worked their way into being generics. But Macs, 600,000 Mac machines allegedly infected with malware called Flashback. This, according to a Russian firm, it is a basic malware that does a little bit of key logging. It gathers personal information, sends it off to a server, probably in Russia. There's a lot of consternation over that, and of course, people who, for whatever reason, despise people who use Macs are just twirling and going, ah, ha, 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 you know, your computers aren't so good after all, da, da, da. You know, the odds are still in your favor. There are so many more viruses and malwares and things like that that are specifically aimed at the PC, and relatively few for Mac. Use some common sense. Have yourself a good antivirus. Run your virus checker, things like that. That's just common sense. And it's usually easier to rid yourself of a malware because the Mac is based on what's called a Unix platform, the operating system that a Mac runs, which is a little more resistant to the codes. A little bit of prudence, but it's no reason to just give up on the entire system.
And another way to look at it is just because you have a Mac doesn't mean that you're immune, obviously,
correct,
to malware infections, and that's just part of maintaining your computer is what Bob is saying.
Yeah.
That you go ahead and you do virus checks and these things every once in a while. That's just what you have to do. It's like changing the oil in your car. You have to do it.
So how it's spread is through various compromised web pages. The web page offers you to do an Adobe Flash update. When you run the update, the installer application, so you have to take the action to do the install.
That's often the case.
Yep. Most viruses do require that you take some action. So whenever you get a Windows pop-up or anything popping up on your screen says, install this update so you can view this content, especially on Facebook, back away quickly.
Oh, yeah, Facebook, yes.
Facebook is a delivery method for a lot of malware. Well, what this Trojan would do is deactivate your network security features and then inject code into running applications so that it could spread. Each Flashback infection includes a unique ID of the infected machine. It sends to a control server along with personal information. So if you're doing your banking on your computer, this could be a very bad thing.
Well, one of these days we're going to have to do a program on, you know, how do you identify these things? And maybe it's not a case of us being aware of it so much as maintenance and having a good virus checker.
Yeah. So anyway, that's, you know, just be prudent. And it doesn't prove that the Mac is a dog. If you happen to feel better in that environment, and you're willing to spend a few extra bucks on the hardware. And here's my thing that I like about the Mac platform. You know, I have a Mac Pro that's going on 6 years old, still a viable machine. It's built like a tank. I have a Mac workstation, Mac Pro workstation. Thing, I mean, you've seen me try to carry that thing across the room. It'll probably last 10 years, and most PCs are pretty much done after 5. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Not that you don't find both systems handy.
There's more than one screwdriver in the toolbox
for a
reason.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
When we come back, speaking of infections, we're going to do an update on a little nasty thing called Stuxnet that we first heard about more than a year ago. Brenda's got that story for us after this on Boomer Tech.
A safe and reliable vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind, and now his son Cody is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneview at 5756 West Side Road behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
A word from R&B Sharpening and Sales.
Well, 26 years ago, we officially opened up on my birthday, November 20th, and just to make it a fun day, you know. My philosophy has been in this thing. We went on the concept that service and quality work going out of that place, or I wouldn't put up with it. If it isn't right, it's not going out with our name on it. The attitude of quality and service has paid off.
R&B Sharpening and Sales, East Side Road, 365-1479.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
And welcome back. You're listening to Boomer Tech Radio with Bob and Brenda. About a year ago, we talked about a rather interesting little virus called Stuxnet that was a specifically targeted virus that was intended to disable what are called programmable controllers. A very, very narrow application, and it somehow was introduced into the controllers for the centrifuges that are being used by the nation of Iran to spin uranium. And what the virus did is that it caused the machines to spin out of control and essentially self-destruct. Now, these machine programmable controllers are not normally hooked up to a network. They are standalone machines. That means, but they are programmed through the use of a personal computer. You enter in the commands. If the thing is doing this, then do that. Da 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 da. They're very simple, purpose-built computing systems, usually about the size of an electrical outlet or something. Very compact. So anyway, this thing was introduced, and it had to be done by a person, probably through the use of a flash drive that got into a personal computer that was used to program these drives. So, what have we heard lately about Stuxnet?
Well, the interesting thing is, as time has gone on, the question has remained, who done it?
Yeah, who done it?
And why is probably pretty clear from the point of view that there is, of course, a tremendous political pressure on the nation of Iran not to basically be able to develop their own source of weapons-grade plutonium. I think it's plutonium. Whichever.
Yeah.
Uranium.
Yeah.
Yeah, uranium.
Stuff that goes boom and glows.
So, sorry, it's uranium, not plutonium. So the centrifuge, the weapons-grade one's a little heavier, and so they are able to distill it out, if you will, just so most people know how to centrifuge works on centrifugal force. Anyway, the interesting thing about this virus is that it was targeted, as Bob said, for that very specific surface, so it was purpose. So when it got somewhere, it says, am I here in this location? Am I in this kind of equipment? Where am I? And this sort of thing. So it basically had a number of questions it had to answer. And they think there is as few as four questions that the program looked at, and if all of those were yes, then it unleashed its...
It would execute the
it
code.
It executed the code to ultimately cause the centrifuges to, as you mentioned, self-destruct. So this was a recent an article in the most recent issue of Smithsonian Magazine about this, and that the current guy that's the head of, and I'm sorry I don't have his name, I didn't bring the magazine with me, head of cyber warfare and whatnot for the federal government, U.S. Federal government, is pretty sure that the Stuxnet came from the U.S.
So like a black ops thing?
Yes, and it was, and there were things in there that, things in there that pointed towards Israel. But this is espionage and counter-espionage.
This is the next type of war.
Is absolutely. It's not even the next type of war. It's ongoing. His assertion is, and he says that the United States is wide open. He said every major corporation in the U.S. has been hit by the Chinese with some sort of cyber attack, and many have been, you know, the information's been compromised. And so it used to be that people would give paper secrets, you know. You meet
The microfilm.
Microfilm. You meet in the middle of the ridge.
The Minox camera.
It's under the rock, and you bug the room and that sort of thing. Well, now a lot of this is done on the computer, which has the same net effect because you can get phone calls, you can get all kinds of information, and this is all done through the computer. And so was the case of Stuxnet looking like it came from Israel, which has a very vested interest in not having Iran develop nuclear weapons, of course, and they're very public about that. Or was it somebody trying to look like Israel did it? You know, so you don't know. There's always these things that's, you know, telling you what I think you thought I thought I knew type of thing.
Misdirection, yes.
Misdirection,
like,
and multiple layers.
Any magician.
But the interesting thing about this particular virus is that they suspect that it's out there in a lot of machines, that it's just sitting
waiting.
There.
Yeah.
It's just sitting there. Well, the allegation on the part of this government of cyber warfare official is that someone who is really savvy about the coding in the computers will find one of these just laying there latent, and it doesn't do anything because it's not in the right place. So the code isn't released because it says, no, I'm not there. But the technology and the coding of how to make one of these kinds of viruses work is contained in that program.
Yeah. Just for, you know, these controllers, these very specific controllers, take input from sensors and generate commands for motors, valves, things like that. They are used in chemical plants. They are used in hydroelectric facilities, turning on and off water.
Refineries.
Yes, they're used in traffic control systems.
They're used everywhere. Banking.
Yeah.
Telecommunications.
Yeah.
And so this is the concern this individual has, is that someone is going to figure out how to make one of these viruses, how it works, reprogram it, and change the questions.
Yeah.
And he's going to say, oh, I'm here. Now what do I do?
Yeah.
And unleash that. And he said, very insidious and very tough. And so now his concern is that we've actually handed the world a way for cyber warfare to get quite pointed and nasty.
Why send a bomb over when you can make the other guy blow himself up?
Well, not only that so much as introduce utter chaos. If our telecommunications, banking, and those two things, those systems right there, would shut down commerce, communications, all kinds of stuff, what better way to introduce utter chaos into a nation? And, you know, then they hope bad things happen, but
well,
may or may not.
May you live in interesting times.
Yes. So it'll be interesting to see if someday that actually comes through. But that's kind of an update on Stuxnet and a little bit more about it. I don't think it's anything to be, you know, can't live in fear about it, but it's just interesting.
To be, continued.
I think maybe my mother has the right approach. She doesn't have a computer in the house. She does have a cell phone, however.
Yeah. And there's a microprocessor in her mind.
I know. This could maybe catch it on fire or something like that. That's true.
Boomer Tech, we'll be back.
The rising cost of fuel has us all looking for ways we can save a little. But those few dollars you don't spend on vehicle maintenance now could end up costing you a lot later on. Advanced Automotive of Reading is more than just a place to take your car, truck, or RV for repairs. They're caring members of our community with a big heart. That's why, as part of their car care program, Advanced Automotive of Reading is offering an easy pay option with 6 to 12 months interest-free financing on qualified purchases. And as if that weren't enough, find out how to enter the monthly drawing for $50 worth of fuel. For all the details on these great offers, and for the very best in safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community, call Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 West Side Road, 244-4423. That's 244-4423.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Join us this Sunday as we replay our entertaining and informative interview with Hall of Fame broadcaster Warren Duffy, whose organization continues to try to stop CARB, the California Air Resources Board, and AB 32, the California Global Warming Solutions Cap and Trade Legislation. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back. You're listening to Boomer Tech Radio with Bob and Brenda. And before we get into our next story about the rise of e-reading, let's go to the phone. We've got Billy Bob on the line. How you doing, sir?
Yes, great. I just wanted to call in. I can't thank you enough for answering a ton of question marks. I'm so illiterate in this computer age. And listen to your show, and I make a point to do it every day, every weekend. And I want to thank you for how smart and how concise you put your positions.
Boy, if you could see the we don't have the cameras up, and but thank you. That's the whole idea behind this show. Was the inspiration came actually when I saw a guy who had to be 80 years old
working an iPhone, and I thought, you know, if this if this little boy can do it, anybody can do it. And I started thinking about those of us who grew up with dial phones. And
I went to college with a slide rule.
Yeah.
My brother did too, but it wasn't long before he had to get a computer or a calculator. No, he was told you have to do that.
We didn't even have calculators.
Oh, yes. Well, Bob's natural journalistic style, and I like to demystify things for myself, and so we kind of go together, and the style...
Oh, man, you got a fabulous show. The two of you work so well, no wonder, and I heard how you met each other and on the radio, so I want to really put... Two thumbs up, or actually four thumbs if I had them.
We could use your big toes instead.
Right. Well, my big toes.
Thank you so much.
You don't want to see those.
Oh, okay. We'll take your word for it.
You're making Bob blush.
Hey, Billy Bob.
Okay, Bob. Hey, great show, and what you do for this radio station is truly admirable.
We try.
Well, thank you. I blush.
All right. And you produce your own show. That's too cool.
All right. Take care. Well, yeah, it's we try to keep it simple, and that's the whole, we try to simplify what's going on with this show.
Oh, I always get some harebrained question about something, and I have to ask you, or I launch off on some research. I guess it's the scientist-minded part of me.
Yeah, well, we didn't actually meet through the radio. We met, and we met through Match.com.
Yeah, we met online. We met through technology.
Yeah, and so maybe it was destined that this show would evolve out of it. But thank you very much.
There's many other reasons that we're very married, but that's a whole other story.
But tell a friend. You know, get some. Of course, Boomer Tech Radio at yahoo.com or Bob at KCNR1460.com. Love to hear what you have to say. Maybe some things we can work on. Story ideas. We're always scrambling for story ideas for this program.
And in case you thought that was somebody we know and said, hey, call in and give us some love.
Check, no.
I don't know the gentleman personally, so we appreciate the comments. So that's good to hear.
E-reading. Have you read an entire book on your iPad?
I have not. Okay. In fact, I'm kind of old-fashioned. I like a book. It was like Captain Kirk, well, Admiral Kirk at the time, in Star Trek when they give him a book and a pair of glasses. He likes the feel of having a book in your hand. So, you know, now you have to get used to having a tablet in your hand. It's similar but different.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to admit, flicking a page does appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the ones, like you've done quite a bit of reading, you used to have your palm device, and you know, there's just not much print on a page, and you're always turning a page. That didn't appeal to me.
Yeah.
But on an e-reader or tablet, now, well, it's more like holding a book. So that makes sense.
Yeah. But we still have, my back can attest to the number of books that we own.
Yes, that is one thing. Well, it's kind of interesting because some recent studies have shown that about 20% of Americans have read an e-book in the past year, and that's up substantially. If you include the category of having an app or a magazine link or something on your tablet device or your phone, and so that would then include news articles out of newspapers or magazine articles, that percentage screams up to 43%. So almost half of us are doing a fair amount of reading online with some sort of mobile device or tablet-type device or whatever. The other interesting aspect about this is that now e-readers appear to be leading towards a trend to an overall increase in reading on the part of adults in particular, which is kind of interesting because I've been a reader my whole life. I guess that's what I get for not having television for 8 years when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You discover books, and books are just such an interesting world. Something well written is such a delight, at least that's how I feel. Unfortunately, that's not so good, of course, for the bookstore that's the, as they say, brick-and-mortar stores, because e-books you can get on there. And it's also not so great if you want to loan a book to a friend or you want to borrow a book, say, from a library. And you can actually borrow e-books from libraries now.
Here's an example. We finally got around to watching the movie Atlas Shrugged, which I thought was a pretty darn good movie. It's only the first half, and I hope that they get the book was turned into the movie, and I hope that they have the opportunity to make the second half.
It would be good, yeah. First part seemed well done.
Yeah. Now, I own the ebook on my iPhone, but because we have separate accounts,
right.
I can't give you a copy. Now,
right.
if I had a,
I have to purchase
a tablet.
It all over again.
Yeah. If I had an iPad, there would be a copy on that iPad.
Right.
But I cannot loan you a copy. So there's kind of the, and of course that makes the publishers very happy.
But you would have to put, you would have to loan me your iPad.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe you're not willing to give up your mobile
device.
Only a device
that's registered to me can
right.
carry that book.
Right. Well, the publishers love this, as you mentioned, because that forces you to do what they've liked to have people do for years, and that is pay for every time you read that book or every copy of that manuscript that's out
yeah.
there. So used bookstores, you know, aren't popular with and we have a dear friend who is a writer, and that's really how I got launched into this whole topic. And she actually writes in the romance genre. She writes some romantic stories, and she just now has gotten her books on as ebooks. They're not published as they're published as ebooks. And some of her books are out of print. In other words, you can't buy a hard copy of a new hard copy of her book, but you can go get an ebook now. And I think that's fabulous because it's for her, it's like being published all over again.
Yeah.
So if someone finds one of her newer books and wants to go back and read her whole series of books that she's done, then they have an opportunity through e-reading. And there's some other interesting technological sides to this whole story, though, is that 20% of people said they hadn't read any book in the past year, which I find enormously depressing, but there may be some good reasons for that. They don't own electronic devices. My mom will never read an e-book, for instance, although maybe we could get her to do that if we got her a Nook or something like that. But some people have reading disabilities, you know, dyslexia and things like
that.
Yeah,
there's a staggering proportion of people who have dyslexia or simply
ADD,
never learned.
They never learned, exactly. So what's really cool about ebooks, though, is that it may incite these folks to do more with books because a lot of the capabilities of ebooks are to convert text to speech for people who can't see. You can adjust the size of the type, so that you don't have to wear your glasses to see clearly because the type speak, it's like the big letter Reader's Digest versions.
The only way I could read a thing clearly is if there was one letter per screen.
Yeah, probably. So folks that have significant reading problems caused by any number of reasons, then ebooks may be a good solution for them and may open up a whole new world of reading to them via technology, which is kind of a cool thing.
And, of course, e-textbooks are an up-and-coming thing as well.
Oh, I would love that. You don't have to pack around a 3-pound
MacBook. Oh, the typical college
student
is carrying around, what is it, 30-some-odd pounds of books?
The cost of those, though, are going to be interesting because, of course, publishing a textbook on paper has got to be way more expensive than publishing a book electronically, but they probably aren't going to reduce their prices because that's a huge moneymaker for a lot of professors.
Oh, yeah, especially professors who write their own textbooks.
Absolutely.
Even if it sucks.
Been there, seen that.
All righty, Boomer Tech Radio back for one more segment right after this.
Reliable vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind. And now his son, Cody, is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneview at 5756 West Side Road behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Ah, the hour just whips right on by with this program. Loving it.
There's a quick addendum to e-books. I wonder how long it's going to be that before it's like a game on the computer. You can have the book read to you by characters you assign, male, female, deep voice, high voice, young, old, whatever. And essentially it becomes like a theater production all done via the computer.
Well, audiobooks are big. But
right.
Imagine the computing power to scan the book and actually decide on the based on the context what character to assign.
Exactly, and also to put inflection in it. It will happen someday.
It will. It's a little scary thought, and things get smarter than we are.
The voiceover people will be out of work. But anyway.
Well, coming soon to a forehead near you, or so Google hopes, the new Google Glass project. These augmented reality glasses are supposedly going to be the next big thing in people walking down the street. Now, if you thought a Bluetooth looked kind of silly, imagine walking down the street. You can see all around you, but when you, and you've seen this in science fiction movies,
right,
you know, when the Terminator sees something and you see all the data flash up on the screen,
exactly,
and identifies it and things like that. Well, that's kind of what this augmented reality glasses are supposed to do.
It's like wearing a heads-up display.
Yeah, basically a heads-up display so that you, in your field of vision, and fighter pilots have been using this for decades, of course, information that you need is flashed up. Now, of course, you've got to process this while still standing on your own two feet or actually being able to walk a little bit.
Well, I would question information I need.
Right.
Because undoubtedly, there's ads are going to pop up. You walk by a business and they're going to have something, or you're headed in a particular direction, they're going to have something. It recognizes the word pizza when you look at a sign somewhere, and so it throws up an ad for a pizza parlor, you know. Mm-hmm. That part could be really annoying. Now, that's one aspect of these glasses that I think Forbes magazine said, or Atlantic or something said, that could be possible. So you're supposed to be walking along and you got all this stuff in your field
flashing
of vision.
In front of your
right,
eyes,
and
yeah.
There's a YouTube parody done of this where this person has all this stuff coming up and they run into all these things, other people, the signposts, and they fall down. It's quite amusing.
Well, I could see some applications for this. And, in fact, this is being DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects, whatever they are, is actually experimenting with this for use on the battlefield so that a commander could send silent messages or
you know where your troops are.
Right. You know where
and
your
you
troops
can see
are.
What they
and
see.
You can, yes, exactly, see what they see. And if you see a figure, is it friend or foe? And if you have an overhead OAV, you know, an unmanned aerial vehicle, yes, there is a bad guy behind this barrier and
laser,
things like that. Oh, yes.
You could do distance, no people whatsoever, laser target that and destroy it without ever having a human in the field, which I'm sure that sort of warfare.
Robots fighting robots.
Yeah, pretty much. That's kind of a scary thing.
Anyway, Google Glasses, if you do a little search on that and watch the parody vehicle video, it is just absolutely laugh
it's
out loud.
It's quite
funny.
Amusing. I'm not sure I need that much information. The other part is that you have to have some way of telling the system where you are. That, of course, it's very urban oriented, as many of these things are. So it's quite interesting. And I hadn't seen a price point for any of these, had you?
No, I think it's going to be at least rolled out as kind of a gee whiz sort of thing.
Well, the first ones will be very expensive. But don't buy the first model version.
Never buy the first model of anything, like I said. You definitely want to always stick with the even number models of things. Okay. Guess what's the latest term to have evolved into a generic term?
like Kleenex did, or didn't Jell-O develop
escalator?
Escalator, yeah.
Yo-yo.
Yo-yo. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to go down this list here.
All of those were
brand name trademarks that either are close to or actually have fallen out of trademark status because they've become universal.
So, yeah.
They've become actually generic terms. Boy, we're almost out of time here, but iPad is the latest one.
Oh,
other
iPad.
One, yeah, iPad is the latest thing. For any tablet.
Oh, wow.
Aspirin was a Bayer trademark. Heroin was a Bayer trademark. Thermos, they probably don't want that back. Thermos was a trademark. Zipper, an escalator. Still trademarked, but being used in generic terms. Band-Aid, Kleenex, Jell-O, and, of course, Xerox.
There you go.
Well, that's all the time we've got for Boomer Tech Radio this time around. This program, a production of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises. Our theme music composed and performed by George Wood. It's called 8-Bit Junkie, available through the PodSafe Music Network. Thank you very much for listening. And wherever you go, whatever you do, be safe. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you next week. And this is KCNR Shasta Ready.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Stanley. Authorities in Virginia Beach, Virginia are thanking their lucky stars that no one appears to have been killed in yesterday's Navy jet crash into that apartment complex, and there are no missing people.
We spoke to the apartment manager. He confirmed that that crash did a lot of damage in that complex. 64 apartments burned, 42 destroyed, and at this hour, everyone has been accounted for, but authorities right now are not yet certain that there were no fatalities.
Fox's Peter Ducey. The Navy says there's a contingency fund to help people who lost their homes. 7 people injured in the accident, all but one of the pilots, already treated and released. The Navy now launching an investigation into exactly why that jet malfunctioned. An Associated Press poll of so-called superdelegates to the Republican National Convention finds a growing consensus that Mitt Romney will be the party's presidential nominee. Even some members who support other candidates begrudgingly say the math doesn't add up for anybody but Romney. The black community in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on edge.